Hello, my name is Tolu Adelaye, and I would like to share on how to save your sanity during life transitions. Life is full of changes, and transitioning from one stage or position to another is a natural part of daily living. Unfortunately, some of those changes, like divorce, job loss, or the death of someone close to you, are imposed on you, most often by circumstances beyond your control. What more, such imposed changes often happen in the blink of an eye. One minute you are securely employed, and the next minute you're packing up your desk because the company's been sold. One minute you're happily married, and the next your spouse is saying that he or she doesn't love you anymore. One minute you're laughing with your sister, and the next you're watching her slip away on the hospital bed. Such unexpected events can leave you emotionally and spiritually reeling. On the other hand, you often welcome life transitions such as marriage, improved career status, as positive changes because you have long desired and planned ahead for them. You're full of excitement when you get married or welcome a new baby into your family after months of expectation and planning. Your joy knows no limit when you get that new job or career that you have always wanted, or you move to your recently purchased new home. However, though positive, these desired life transitions can also take their toll on you in significant ways. How do you save your sanity when going through difficult changes? How do you ensure that you'll be able to make it through life transitions and come out a whole person on the other side? Here are a few tips to help you navigate through your period of change. Number one, take time to pause and mourn about your loss. Mourning involves acknowledging that something you owned or an old way of life is gone. It may be an old job, a loved one, or a state of singleness for somebody who just got married newly. Adequate mourning is, in your own way, is essential if you are to successfully move forward after the period of change. Number two, celebrate the past and carry the lessons learned forward. Identify key achievements or acquisitions in the past that you're leaving behind. If you're moving to a new home, create an album of memories and have a going away party. If the loss is an imposed one, try and find noble causes to celebrate, even though it may be challenging. Number three, examine your options for your new status or position. Make a list of resources that can help you with making informed decisions about your new way of life. If you're seeking a new job or career, visit your library or online job boards, attend networking parties, and speak to human resources consultants. Take time to gather information and connect with appropriate people. Number four, maintain a constructive attitude. Focus on the positive aspects of the change that will help you rise above the challenges of the negative ones. You do not have to get stuck in the muddy parts of life transitions. Learn that you can use your change as a stepping stone to greater fulfillment. Life transitions could be challenging, but with the right attitude and perspective, you can stay sane through the change and live an enriched life on the other side. My name is Tolu Adele, and I'm a life transition expert, and I would like to help you manage difficult changes in your life. My website is www.staysanethroughchange.com. Thank you.